The Leslie Marshall Show, a true democracy in talk radio. Of, for, and by you, the people.
Leslie Marshall Show. No, this is not a woman. Sorry. I know you love Leslie. I love her too. She's taking a well-needed break. This is Mark Levine. I host my own radio show called The Inside Scoop. You can find out more about me at RadioInsideScoop.com. I'm an ex-congressional attorney, and I got a lot to talk about. We've got a lot of people hanging on the line. I'm going to finish my conversation with Bob in Jamestown, New York, who is telling me that Sarah Palin has the same values as the founding fathers. But I asked him what those were, and he couldn't seem to name any. But he's had the whole break to think about it.
I'm
going to give him a bit more time to do that. Before you do that, though, Bob, I want to just give you some facts, because a caller before you was challenging me on my facts, and I always like to give out the sources and everything. So my source for the fact that Sarah Palin in Alaska has had an approval rating drop. My source is Ivan Moore Research of Anchorage, and you can find him cited in USA Today and LA Times and a number of places. Actually, Palin had an 89% approval rating back in 2007, and that has steadily dropped until she has a 65% approval rating in his latest poll taken October 3rd through 6th. So that's a drop of some 24%, and that's largely due, I think, to Troopergate, where she was basically admonished by the state legislature, a Republican-controlled state legislature, that she had broken the law and abused her power. The other thing that I promised to give my prior caller was the exact quote where Palin talks about the fact that small towns are in pro-American areas of the country, which seems to suggest that non-small towns are not. Let me play that quote for you right now.
We believe that the best of America is not all in Washington, D.C. We believe that the best of America is in these small towns that we get to visit and in these wonderful little pockets of what I call real America, being here with all of you, hardworking, very patriotic, pro-America areas of this great nation.
Kind of hard to take that out of context. She's saying that small towns are real America, they're pro-America areas, and I guess the rest of us in cities and suburbs just aren't very American. But I know you like her, Bob. Tell me specifically, now that you've had some time to think about it, what it is that reminds you, that makes Sarah Palin remind you of the founding fathers.
Well, let's see, the right to bear arms, the right to life.
Right to life? I don't remember
right
the founding fathers talking
about
abortion.
I don't see mass murdering babies as falling under, the right to privacy. I don't think the founding fathers had that.
So basically, you like her political views.
Like
you're very conservative.
Babies aren't a blob of flesh, not in my book. And
by the way, is war okay?
How about
killing children in countries, accidentally, of course?
I think turning girls into baby killers is an exploitation of the corporations and those who are making billions of dollars off the dead fetuses.
People are making billions of dollars.
There's stem cell research, pharmaceutical stuff. Yeah, that's what the report.
Well, then why is John McCain? Well, tell me this: why do the Republicans believe in giving so many taxpayer dollars to these same pharmaceutical
companies?
I'm
an independent conservative. I personally believe that our Constitution is being thrown out the window.
You know what? I agree with you. I agree with you. Let's talk about the Constitution. Let's talk about the Fourth Amendment, which says that you can't spy on anybody without a warrant.
Oh, that's another one, that Patriot Act. I know. That isn't Sarah Palin, though. That's the ones that are in there now.
John McCain voted for it.
Oh, I don't know if she did or not.
Oh, he did. I assure you, he did.
Sarah Palin did?
Yes. Palin.
Well,
no, John McCain did. Palin wasn't in the Senate.
Well,
John McCain voted for all
saying.
Those things.
Well, the ideals she's supposed to represent, the values and principles they're supposed to represent, but they don't represent these anymore. Matter of fact, both parties, in my book, have sold out to these corporate global elite who have thousands, trillions of dollars sitting in offshore bank accounts they stripped out of our country, third world countries, and other cheap labor dictatorships. And they had to remove our Constitution in order to fully exploit the American people to strip out all the wealth resources and power in order to consolidate it in the hands of the few. It's called corporate socialism.
Yeah, and now we have Palin, who's abusing power herself in Alaska. Yeah. But I'll tell you, I appreciate your call.
One more point, please.
Real quick.
No, this is the point. This immigration stuff, okay? Right now, they seem to be showing the Democrats as advocates of wide open borders. You got Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae.
Really? I don't know of any Democrat targeting that supports wide open borders, including Obama.
I'm
not sure where you get
that. Because that's like sanctioning a domestic foreign invasion, which is unconstitutional, illegal, and these people are being used to undermine
our unconstitutional
social programs, institutions, and our government.
Bob, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. I got to say, I think Bob is a bit confused on Constitution and Founding Fathers. Look, if you want to agree with Sarah Palin and her political views, that's fine. You go right ahead. You agree with her. But please don't say she has the same moral values as the Founding Fathers. The Founding Fathers actually were quite leery of religion and politics. In fact, that's why they put in the Constitution that there can be no religious test for office. So if you want to agree with Sarah Palin, you know, you go right ahead. But comparing her to the Founding Fathers, I think, goes a little bit too far. Let's go to our friend Daily Dave in Buffalo. Dave, welcome.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Yeah, I just want to take a moment to thank our friend Bob for reminding us of the Founding Fathers. No. Listen to me here for a second.
Okay.
Thomas Jefferson, he wrote the Declaration of Independence,
that
right?
He did.
The life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
But for some reason, when they wrote the Bill of Rights, like, what, 15 years after, like, the Bill of Rights was written in 1786 or something, right?
It became law in 1791.
91, okay. So that was, like, a long time after the Declaration of Independence, right?
Which a long time after the Declaration of Independence, it was 15 years later.
That's right.
That's right.
Well,
James Madison wrote the Constitution,
you know,
and he also worked on the Bill of Rights.
So he might have been, you know, Thomas Jefferson might have been one of those crazy liberals.
Well, apparently he was. He was a radical. He believed that America should separate itself from the King of England. Let me tell you, that was a radical idea. The Conservatives Tories said, no way, we're British citizens. We will do what the King says. But that radical liberal Thomas Jefferson, and let me tell you, he was definitely seen that way by John Adams, felt that not only should we separate ourselves from England, he felt there should be no religious test for office in the Constitution of the United States.
That's insane. That's probably a socialist concept, but I don't believe that the Bill of Rights guaranteed right to life, did it?
No. I mean, they weren't talking about fetuses, I assure you.
I don't know, sign some kind of thing so you can redress your government and so forth. All those radical ideas that are guaranteed in the Bill of Rights, the like numbers 1 through 21.
I'll tell you a story,
Dave. There's no guaranteed a life in there, is there?
In the 1950s,
Joe
McCarthy era, they actually took petitions out. Dave, let me tell you something. In the 1950s, they took petitions out with the Bill of Rights, and they tried to get people to sign them in the height of the Red Scare during the Joe McCarthy era, and a lot of Americans said, no way am I going to sign that radical document.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, in the 1950s, people wouldn't sign the Bill of Rights because they thought it was a radical document. And yet what we find is that the president of the United States, the current president, George W. Bush, who has violated virtually every one of our constitutional rights, everything from the Eighth Amendment, which prohibits torture, to the Fourth Amendment, which prohibits spying without a warrant, every single one of them, the Sixth Amendment, which says you can't throw Americans in jail indefinitely without trial. You know, you have to give people a trial.
Well, it's that counsel, that counsel thing.
You have a right to a lawyer, all of that.
You're one of those lawyer guys,
I am. And what's amazing to me is that here John McCain never said peep on all these things, supported everything George Bush did. Now he's claiming he's not George Bush. And then we have people like Bob who tell us they believe in the Constitution, but apparently don't have any problem shredding our Bill of Rights.
Well, the thing is that people need to keep in mind that McCain had his health care paid for by communists from 1971 until 1973. The communists actually were providing him with health care.
Well, you mean the government?
The Vietnam.
Oh,
Vietnam.
Right.
The
oh,
Vietnam
okay.
Were providing
oh, God.
His health care.
I don't even want to go there.
I think that the thing that people, like Palin, this fear and smear thing, right? Like Obama's a Muslim or he's a socialist or whatever. Fear and smear is what that radical Obama said 6 months ago. He said, they're going to call me radical, and they're going to make fun of my middle name. And come to find out, that's exactly what happened, right?
Well, exactly. And what's interesting is John McCain promised he wouldn't do this, Dave. He said he would run a positive campaign. He said in April 08 that he was going to run a positive campaign. And now, I guess because he's losing, he's flailing around and being desperate. And it's really sad to see a person that I once honored.
That Obama said that he would. Obama said he's going to run a negative campaign, making fun of my middle name and so forth. And sure enough, what'd McCain do?
Well, that's what all those robocalls are about.
I tell you,
it's getting even grosser than that, Dave. I'll tell you, there is in North Carolina, they've actually, someone shot a dead cub, a dead young bear.
It wasn't dead. They shot it dead. Yeah.
They shot it. Excuse me. Thank you, Mark. No, they shot it, a bear in the head, a young cub, pasted it with Barack Obama signs, and left it on the entrance to the campus of Western Carolina University.
When did that happen?
That happened just yesterday.
Last night, yeah.
Oh, last night.
Announced today.
Last night. Thanks, Mark, for that.
Let me make one more point. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll let you make your point. Let me just say that this is where the campaign is going. It's all about fear. It's all about hate.
Right.
And what I like about Barack Obama is he is someone who talks about bringing this country together. That's what made him famous four years ago. Go ahead, make your point.
There's a great video series on BBC Four called The Power of Nightmares. And what it is, since early in the 1950s when the Red Scare came out in with the McCarthy era, the conservatives figured out how to drill into the depths of the dark side of the American psyche. Mm-hmm. Which was basically fear of foreigners, mm-hmm. and fear of impending doom.
And fear of difference, fear
right.
of people who are different from themselves.
Right, right. And so since then, essentially it came out during the first Bush administration that the robocalls against McCain suggesting that he had fathered a...
illegitimate black baby.
Right. There's two things going on at the same time. Is that it's fear of Obama and Democrats because we're quote unquote socialists, and the fear of dark skinned people.
See, I think a lot of this is fear of an African American or half African American.
Right, and for a legitimate quote legitimate presidential campaign to pull that out is proof that they are grasping at straws, that their ideology is flawed, that there is no future to the Republican Party as it is now, and they're just like flailing in the wind because America is ready for something different.
Well, Dave,
and
thank
I'm
you.
I'm ready to vote for Obama. You are.
Yes.
Marky Mark is.
Dave,
and
I want to thank you for your call.
Right,
I got to tell you, I couldn't agree with you more. There's so many... The reason I think why the Republican Party is inconsistent, while at the same time their president is nationalizing the banks, they're complaining about Marxism. While they're comparing Sarah Palin to the founding fathers and the Constitution, while their president is trashing the Constitution, while they're claiming they want to run a positive campaign, when in fact they run the same campaign as Karl Rove. The reason why they're flailing is precisely what you're talking about. People are upset and they're worried about the idea that a half black man might become president of the United States. And instead of giving us real reasons, talking about his tax plan, they're flailing around trying to find all these crazy excuses. It's amazing to me. I want to know if you agree. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Right back after this.
Leslie Marshall, the simple truth in a complicated world. 888-6-LESLIE.
Are you part of the 65% of Americans struggling to make the minimum monthly credit card payments? Do you know that 90% of that monthly payment goes to interest? Want to stop the payment merry-go-round?
Yes. Someone please help me with my credit card debt.
You can finally rest easy. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Relief USA, 800-426-1084.
Debt Relief USA helped clean up my credit problem and save me tons of money in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can get you debt-free in less than 36 months. Call the debt specialist, 800-426-1084. That's 800-426-1084 for Debt Relief USA.
Hey, Ted, there's some guy with a guitar standing behind your ATV.
I know. Hit it, Larry.
Open roads, stretching forever. Me and my best friend gonna have some fun.
What was that?
Oh, that's my folk singer. I saved so much money on my ATV insurance by switching to GEICO, I was able to get this guy to play songs for us all day.
Saving you money on your ATV insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. GEICO Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-6378. 1-800-801-6378. Call now. 1-800-801-6378. 1-800-801-6378.
Lock it in on your car radio to a new voice, a new choice. AM 1520.
I believe very few people have to leave Western New York for their orthopedic care. Most of what we need can be taken care of at Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital.
Dr. Thomas A. Lombardo, Jr., Site Director of Orthopedics, Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital.
I speak as both a patient and doctor, an orthopedic surgeon. We've always had excellent surgeons, nurses, OR techs, but now we have state-of-the-art operating rooms.
The expanded scope of services makes Millard Fillmore Suburban your full-service orthopedic hospital. From sports injuries and simple spinal procedures to total joint replacements, orthopedic patients experience high quality of care in the comfort of beautiful new rooms in the recently opened orthopedic unit.
I would encourage patients who are contemplating orthopedic surgery to visit Millard Fillmore Suburban. I admit I am biased, but the new hospital is spectacular.
Trust your health and comfort to Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital, part of your Kalida Care community. Western New York's largest hospital network, Kalida Health, for your very best health.
Bose Quiet Comfort 2 Acoustic Noise Canceling Headphones. Frequent flyers know how effectively they fade airplane engine roar into the background so you can enjoy your flight in tranquility. With QC2 headphones, you'll experience in-flight movies and music with Bose audio that's so lifelike you may discover subtle nuances in even your favorite music. Experience for yourself their unmatched combination of noise reduction, audio performance, and comfortable fit. Call 800-491-9761 today to enjoy them on flights, at home, or in the office for 30 days risk-free. Audio expert Rich Warren reports, Quiet Comfort 2 lives up to its name, enveloping you in blissful sound in the utmost comfort. It's easy to forget they're on your head. Call 800-491-9761 to try Quiet Comfort 2 headphones for 30 days risk-free. Ask about making low monthly payments with no interest charges from Bose. Order now, and shipping is free. Order Quiet Comfort 2 headphones today at 800-491-9761 and leave the noise behind.
Welcome back. Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine, host of the Inside Scoop in Washington, filling in for Leslie, taking a vacation. We're talking about John McCain. Who is the real John McCain? What does he stand for? What do the Republicans stand for anymore? They're just throwing out terms, socialist and terrorist, but what do they believe in? Why are so many Republicans deserting their party? It's not just Colin Powell. Chris Buckley, the son of William F. Buckley, even George Will, even the Chicago Tribune. What is up with the Republican Party? Butch in Connecticut maybe has some answers. Butch, welcome to the show.
Hello, Mark. I'll tell you, you're one of the fairest talk hosts I've ever listened to, and I've been listening to talk radio for many, many years.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say.
That caller that was talking about Sarah Palin that says he's an independent conservative.
Right.
That's the problem with politics. People will not register for the parties because they love sitting on the fence and throwing daggers out there and trying to have control of something that they have no control of, because when you're independent, first of all, you can't vote in any of the primaries.
That's true.
And you're not involved in any of the local parties. And that's where everything starts in this country, and people will never believe that. If you're not involved, just like the unions. I'm in a union, and we have 3,000 members, but we have 100 people that run the union. And who is going to have the control? The 100 people, of course. Well, what I called for is to talk about the spin masters on talk radio. That's what's happened to the Republican Party. All these people are listening to these kooks out there. There's Rush Limbaugh and there's Laura Ingraham, and all they do is spin and spin hatred and no opinion. Just that if you ever call them up and you have anything to say that's not agreeable to them, they cut you right off.
Yeah,
unreal.
They do. Yeah, no, I like to hear from folks, even folks that disagree with me. Certainly, I didn't agree with Bob from Jamestown, but I wanted to hear what he had to say. I mean, he was comparing Palin to the Founding Fathers, and apart from the Second Amendment, supporting guns, I really couldn't see the connection there. But I tried. I gave him as much rope as he needed.
Do you know what one of the first things Sarah Palin did when she was elected governor?
Are you talking about the airborne killing of wolves or something else?
She hired a high-powered publicity firm from New York to represent her.
And apparently they did a very good job. In fact, that
firm
has been credited for one of the reasons she was chosen as vice president. Another thing a lot of people don't know about Palin is that when she was mayor of Wasilla, a town of 5,000 people, she hired an administrator. So there's only 5,000 people in the town, and she hired a guy to basically run the town while she was mayor.
Her job. Yeah. that's fine, though.
So that was to give him the executive experience. Apparently, if you know how to hire someone to run a town, you can be president someday.
And then what I love best is they're saying the media is behind getting Obama elected. Well, people know we even own these newspapers in the United States. Robert Murdoch, okay, just purchased the Wall Street Journal. He owns Fox Broadcasting.
Rupert
he owns
Murdoch,
the New
right.
York Post. But nobody talks about that. And where are all his corporations incorporated?
In Australia.
Offshore.
Most of them. But, you know, they're okay with having foreign leaders run America as long as they're, you know, white and and represent the right-wing conservatives that they do. You're absolutely right, Butch.
Socialism, we're better to spend the money but in this country or send it overseas.
I agree with you. One of the things that Barack Obama wants to do as part of his taxes, in fact, is to raise taxes on companies that take jobs overseas. And I'd love to see anyone complain about that. Thank you for your call, Butch. I appreciate it. If you want to call in, it's 888-6-LESLIE. We'll be right back after this.
Real psoriasis sufferers get real results from Dermarest.
This guy and I had been friends for a while, and I had been looking forward to him asking me out. He asked me out. I remember my arms were just disgusting looking. I felt like I had to cut it short. I just felt embarrassed.
Dermarest psoriasis provides complete relief, removing scales, letting healthy skin grow.
Had I known about Dermarest then, it would have been a completely different date. Dermarest has changed my life.
Feel your best and look your best with Dermarest.
And now for the bonus round. Three guys walk into a restaurant. Who brought the monkey?
Guy number two.
Correct. When it's not daylight savings, what is being spent?
Yen.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 1 billion.
Correct. Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix. See terms of use.
A new voice, a new choice, and 50,000 watts to back it up. The voice of the new majority, AM 1520, WWKB Buffalo.
I'm Steve Tasker for West Herb, where they've cut deals to the bone. They're digging deep to get you the vehicle you want. The deals are scary good.
Okay, Steve, we know Halloween's coming. I'm Fred Reed from West Herd Chrysler Jeep, West Herd Dodge Sprinter. And we do have some deals right now on used vehicles that will give you goosebumps. Beautiful 08 Caravan and Town & Country minivans start at $15,900. 07s at just $13,900. And a great selection of fuel-efficient 4x4s, Nitros, Liberties, and Patriots to beat the snow. At West Herd Chrysler Jeep, West Herd Dodge Sprinter, you have access to all of West Herd's vast used car inventory. Over 800 to choose from right now. 800! Nobody else comes close. Don't go somewhere else and settle.
See dealer for details. Ends 10/31/08. Wester Chrysler Jeep Dodge Sprinter on Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park. Best people, best price, 800 vehicles. Which is best for you? Get it? Which?
Welcome to Western New York.
You have prostate cancer. This was not a part of your plans. But now you have to make the most important plan of your life. You have to do something, the right thing. You take it on alongside the hands, minds, and hearts of the most amazing prostate cancer experts you can find. The research, the technology, the science, the treatments. At the cancer center that developed the PSA test for prostate cancer, and the first cancer center to bring innovative brachytherapy and robotic prostate cancer surgery to our region. You don't compromise. You don't settle. You hear you have prostate cancer, and you go to Roswell Park. To find out more, call 1-877-ASK-RPCI or visit prostatepros.com today. The Prostate Cancer Center at Roswell Park. Get treated first, where you'll get treated best.
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either. Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD, Creating Massive Wealth in Today's Economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-281-9195 for your free book and CD. That's 800-281-9195. 800-281-9195.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall. I host the Inside Scoop out of Washington, D.C. You can check out what I do at RadioInsideScoop.com. I'm very honored, though, and pleased to be in Leslie's shoes. And I'm trying to figure out where the Republican Party is going. I don't think in my lifetime I have ever seen an election that's as much about the future versus the past as the current election. I mean, it's not just that you have, okay, the oldest guy ever running, that's ever run for a first term for president in American history against one of the younger ones. It's not just that, John McCain represents, let's face it, in a more typical candidate, and Obama represents a very different one, not just because of his biracial heritage, but because of the fact that he has a much more international outlook. He's a guy who, his father is from Kenya. His mother raised him part of the time in Indonesia. He was born in Hawaii, but someone who definitely looks out toward the world. It's not just that young people are very much supporting Barack Obama. It's that the Republican Party seems to be relying on, well, let's face it, intolerance, whether it's racial intolerance or anti-immigrant intolerance or just going into the past. I mean, it seems to me that the ideas of 100 years ago, right? Creationism. I thought that we beat that in the Scopes Monkey Trial, but the idea that we should teach in our public schools religion and masquerading as science. This is very much an election on the future versus the past. And listen, if you agree with the ideals of Palin and McCain, you know, that's fine. Go right ahead. But it seems to me that a bunch of the anger in the Republican campaign, I mean, if you want to agree with if you're pro-life or and you want to support McCain, Palin, you know, fine. But it seems to me the anger, the accusations of socialism and Marxism and terrorism, the horrible anger expressed at the Palin rallies where people are shouting out terrorist and kill him, it's more than a disagreement over politics, right? I mean, they accused John Kerry of being a traitor too. But this is even more severe. This is even more raw. When you have Rush Limbaugh calling Colin Powell racist, which is what he did on the air, claiming that Colin Powell only supported Barack Obama because he's black. You're talking about something that goes to the core of an American fight, a fight between the forces of tolerance and intolerance, a fight between the way America has always been to the way it could be, the past versus the future. And again, if you support John McCain because you like his, you believe that oil companies deserve a bigger tax cut, or you want to privatize Social Security, or you believe that we should stay in Iraq for 100 years, go support McCain. That's fine. But it's the anger. Whenever I talk with Republicans on this station and other stations, I hear the anger. I hear the accusations. They're not saying, oh, I don't like Obama's tax plan. They're saying he's a Marxist. They're saying he's hanging out with terrorists. I had one woman yesterday who suggested that he wasn't even born in Hawaii. Why the anger? I would suggest to you the anger masks something that people aren't willing to talk about, and that's racial prejudice. That's difference. That's the fact that a lot of Americans don't like the fact that America is more, let's face it, more than just a lily white country, more than just a country of people descended from Europe. And that's okay. That's what America's always been about. Barack Obama's never been a Jesse Jackson. He's always been about the broader idea of America, representing all of us. Remember what made Barack Obama famous? His speech in 2004. Where he's talked about the fact that, yes, we play Little League in the blue states, and yes, we have gay friends in the red states. We are one United States of America, and it is the forces that do not want us to be united, the forces that want to divide us, the same Karl Rove tactics that have worked so often, that are what's behind the remnants of the McCain-Palin support. I really believe that. I mean, again, some people may support them because of their ideals, but those aren't people coming on my show. I'm not hearing anybody yet call into my show and say, well, I think McCain would be a better president because I like his environmental policies better, or I like his tax policies better. No, people are expressing this hatred, this intolerance. And let me suggest to you that that's exactly the reason, even more so, why we need to elect Barack Obama as president of the United States. It's what Colin Powell meant when he said that Obama was a transformational figure. Here, Colin Powell had worked for George Bush Sr. Colin Powell had worked for George Bush Jr. Colin Powell had given the maximum $2,300 to the McCain campaign. But he recognized that this kind of hatred and intolerance in America should be no more. We know that Butch has been hanging on a long time. You had one more comment to make in Connecticut. Go ahead, Butch.
Yeah, Mark, I just wanted to say in the next couple of weeks, make sure you and put it on the people's mind and make sure they go out and vote. And they have to vote. Thank you very much. Great show.
Thank you, Butch. And it's very important. And if you can vote early, please go ahead and do that. There are going to be very long lines. If you can't vote until the election day, and that's me, my state, Virginia, you can't vote until election day, then make sure that you stick around because this matters. This matters. We have troops that are fighting and dying. They're giving for their country. We have people who are working in the Peace Corps. We have firefighters. We have police officers. We have teachers. We have people who pay lots of taxes. We have people that give to America in all variety of ways, people who sit on jury service. Voting is as much a responsibility as all of that, even more so. If you believe in democracy and you believe that you should choose your leaders and you don't believe in dictatorship, you need to vote. And it's striking to me that so many people talk about freedom around the globe and then say, I don't have time to vote at home. Butch is absolutely right. You have no excuse for not voting. All right, let's go to Jim. He's from Willsbury, Pennsylvania. He's been hanging on a long time. Jim, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good.
I was telling your producer there, I was reading a comment in the Washington Post. It's very interesting. I know McCain has been talking the last few days about a comment that Joe Biden made pertaining to Obama having a crisis within the next 6 months
right.
of his presidency.
Right.
Well, here's a comment from, I don't know if you know the gentleman by the name of Ken Adelman.
I don't. Ken Adelman. Yes, he worked for the Reagan administration.
Yeah, he was.
I do know who Ken Adelman is, yes.
7 years, and he worked for Gerald Ford and Richard Nixon.
Right, he's a moderate Republican.
Yeah, he made a comment in the paper. It says, when the economic crisis broke, I found John McCain bouncing all over the place. In those first few crisis days, he was impetuous, inconsistent, and imprudent, ending up just plain weird, Alderman wrote. Having worked with Ronald Reagan for 7 years, and been with him in his critical three summits with Gorbachev, I've concluded that that's no way a president could act under pressure.
Fascinating. You know, it reminds me what I said at the beginning. I don't know if you heard when I opened the show at 7 o'clock, but I talked about the difference in gambling habits of Barack Obama and John McCain, how Barack Obama is a very careful, considered, conservative poker player, while John McCain is known to bet it all on a roll of the dice. You know, impulsiveness can be useful if you're in the military. As I said, if you're a pilot and you have to drop a bomb, you have to act quickly. You have to avoid a missile. You have to act quickly. But for a president of the United States, I think we want Joe Cool. I think we want Barack Obama, someone who carefully considers what to do. When this economic crisis happens, and of course, you know, John McCain just a month ago was saying the fundamentals of the economy are strong. And then 2 hours later that same day, he said we were in crisis, lurching back and forth. When the crisis happened, John McCain immediately came out and supported the bailout bill. Barack Obama waited 3 hours, talked to Lawrence Summers, Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton, talked to Paul Volcker, the Federal Reserve Chairman under Ronald Reagan, talked with about three, four, five, six different economic advisors of all parties, and then came out and expressed his opinion. And it seems to me that you and Ken Edelman are exactly right. We want a president who's careful and considered, not impetuous and impulsive.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. He said he's going to vote for Obama. He's leaving, and he's a staunch conservative.
Right.
I mean, he even made a comment saying that the decision showing appalling lack of judgment when he picked Sarah Palin. Not only is Sarah Palin not close to being acceptable in high office, I would not have hired her for even a mid-level post in the Arms Control Agency. So, I mean, he knows.
The sad thing about Sarah Palin is the obvious lie when John McCain says she is, you know, the best qualified. I remember when George Bush Sr. said that Clarence Thomas was the best qualified, and everyone just sort of laughed because they knew that this was affirmative action. This was hiring Clarence Thomas because he's black, hiring Sarah Palin because she's a woman. There are plenty of talented Republican women. He could have picked Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison. She's a real conservative. Former governor of New Jersey, Christine Todd Whitman, EPA chairman, a moderate Republican. There are plenty of very well-respected Republican women. He chose Palin. Because that is a fallacy, Mark, that
John McCain picked Palin. That is a fallacy.
Well, who do you think picked her?
I think the GOP picked her.
Well, okay.
Rove and all the other boys that are working for
McCain. We're told McCain wanted Lieberman, but apparently he had to bend over backwards to the right wing. And the reason they chose Palin, whether it was McCain or anybody else, the reason
and
they
Johnson
chose her
Victor,
is because
Johnson
she...
Victor?
Because she is a fundamentalist evangelical Christian who takes the Bible literally, believes that dinosaurs and men walked at the same time, and knew that that would appeal to the Jerry Falwell religious right that so controls the Republican Party today. That's why she was chosen.
Dobson and the other evangelicals are the ones that pressured John McCain into grabbing her.
Absolutely.
And
I
have no doubt in my mind about it.
I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, thanks very much for your call. I appreciate it. I really do. Folks, if you want to call in, you can call in as well. You don't have to agree with me. You can agree or disagree. I do welcome your calls. It's 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Back with more after this.
You're listening to The Leslie Marshall Show. Truth for all sides of the spectrum. 888-6-LESLIE.
Are you part of the 65% of Americans struggling to make the minimum monthly credit card payments? Do you know that 90% of that monthly payment goes to interest? Want to stop the payment merry-go-round?
Yes. Someone please help me with my credit card debt.
You can finally rest easy if you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt. Call Debt Relief USA, 800-426-1084.
Debt Relief USA helped clean up my credit problem and save me tons of money in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can get you debt-free in less than 36 months. Call the debt specialist, 800-426-1084. That's 800-426-1084 for Debt Relief USA.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix! Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix! See terms of use.
You look worried.
My doctor said I've got to get serious about my blood pressure.
So did mine. He recommended Amil BP.
The naturally derived ingredient in Amil BP has been clinically shown to help maintain healthy blood pressure. Amil BP is safe and has no side effects.
I take Amil BP every day.
Oh, like vitamins.
Exactly.
Maintain healthy blood pressure with Amil BP, available at Walgreens, CVS, and other retailers near you.
In 15 minutes, you could spend a fortune at the gas pump. You could make yourself sick on beef jerky. You could probably adopt way too many cats. Or, in 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico. There are plenty of ways to save. Discounts for being a good driver, multi-car discounts. You could save 15% or more. But if you enjoy spending your 15 minutes with way too many cats, by all means, who am I to judge?
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Shannon, your Rockin' It Girl on Rockin' It Radio, the first show to bring back music on KB since 2006.
Hi, this is Jay Michaels with an amazing 50,000 watts. Even our friends down the Eastern Seaboard in Canada can listen to us. You know, every week we provide you with listener tips and ideas on the latest trends, 411 news and entertainment, and my Jay Michaels party mixes.
Tune in every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on AM 1520, and be sure to check out our website, rockinitradio.com.
If you enjoy antiques or bargain hunting is your passion, don't miss our Saturday morning show, Estate Findings, with host Linda Pezzamenti. We'll feature guests related to buying, selling, refurbishing, or simply remembering items from the past. Want to know where some of the best sales and fun historic events are this week? Can you answer our weekly trivia questions? Then tune in 8 to 9 Saturday mornings for the Estate Findings Show. Is your business related to vintage finds? Is your group having an auction or flea market? Do you fix old things, appraise antiques, or have a passion for the past? Then let us help tell your story on KB Radio. Call 655-0023 and join us on the air. Special thanks to all our estate finding sponsors: Edna Louise Estate and Household Liquidations, Old Editions Bookshop and Cafe, Tag Jewelry, The Old Steeple, Josephine's Victorian Tea Room, Stan's Co. Automotive, and the Craft Antique Co-op in Greece. That's Saturdays at 8 a.m. here on KB 1520 for estate findings.
You look worried.
My doctor said I've got to get serious about my blood pressure.
So did mine. He recommended Amil BP.
The naturally derived ingredient in Amil BP has been clinically shown to help maintain healthy blood pressure. Amil BP is safe and has no side effects.
I take Amil BP every day.
Oh, like vitamins.
Exactly.
Maintain healthy blood pressure with Amil BP, available at Walgreens, CVS, and other retailers near you.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall. We've had a whole bunch of people on the phone, and a number of them have hung up. Listen, if you just stay on, unless you call in the very last 5 minutes of the next hour, there'll be plenty of time to get with you. We've got a whole hour, so just stick around, and we will get to you. If you don't want to call, but you still want to have your comment heard, all you have to do is go to my website. Go to RadioInsideScoop.com. RadioInsideScoop.com. Comment on today's show, which is titled Who's the Real John McCain? And I may read some of your comments on the air. So some of you folks that don't want to call in and be all nervous, but you still want to write down what you got to say, please go right ahead. All right, we've got Richard in New Jersey. Richard, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing okay. What's up?
Nothing much. I was enjoying your conversation on the way home. I was just coming back from the mountains, and just thought I'd get in on it a little bit.
Go right ahead. Go for it.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm actually kind of disillusioned with both parties. I'm registered independent. I vote for Democrats and Republicans. I was really disillusioned with the Democratic Party in Jersey after, Torricelli and McGreevy.
You had a
and
corrupt
all the
state party.
Things going on there. And,
right.
Yeah, I've listened to John McCain, and I'm a military veteran. I'm kind of, I don't know who he is anymore either, because there was a time when he was like, you know, a guy that he was renowned for compromising, being a maverick, doing all those things that, you know, made him stand out, where he was honest, unique. You know, he was his own man, and some of the decisions he's made have been pretty bad with Palin and, you know, some of the other things he's done.
And I'll tell you, Richard,
tax policies are all over the board.
I don't know where he's going to be. That's what's so interesting to me. Maybe he is still the maverick. Maybe he's just pretending to be this right-wing nutcase in order to get elected for political reasons. But then he'll revert to the old John McCain. I've had people actually make that argument to me. But as far as I'm concerned, the only way to know how he'd be as president is how he's conducted this campaign. And he has just been erratic. He's been all over the map.
And but you know what I'd say on the other side, too? I've seen things in Obama that have kind of disappointed me, too, like what they did to Bill Clinton, painting him as a racist and stuff like that. And
I don't
think
Obama
threw him under
that.
The bus for political expedience. And, you know, his own grandmother, I mean, he put her down in that one thing where he was talking about how she would be afraid if she saw black people
walking
down
the street.
Well,
let's talk about that, because that's an interesting point, Richard. And it didn't really bother me. I understood what he was saying. This, of course, comes from the great speech on race that
right.
he gave following the, you know, the unearthing of Reverend Wright's comments on YouTube. And what he said was, and it's very interesting because, of course, he's visiting his grandmother right now. She is apparently...
Yeah, I know. I have her in my prayers.
And me too. She's apparently a very fine woman. And Barack Obama has also said that, you know, virtually everything she had, she poured into him, that a lot of his moral values comes from his grandmother. What he said in that speech was that people we love sometimes say things that we wish they didn't say. The specific example actually comes from his book, his autobiography. And he talks about the fact that his grandmother had a very threatening person ask her for money.
Right.
A person who happened to be black, wanted a dollar, but after she gave him a dollar, still was very threatening. And of course, all of us, I think virtually all of us have been in that situation, whether the person asking is white or black. We've been approached by a homeless person or someone asking us for money, and we've been nervous. And, you know, she's 86 years old. I can understand her nervousness. Where she said what she shouldn't have said to Barack Obama was that, you know, apparently, and I wasn't there, but apparently making mention of the fact that it was that part of the reason she was scared was because the man was black. And Obama, loving his grandmother, who's white, very, very much, explained to her that, you know, people can be very threatening and very dangerous, and you can certainly fear them, but the fact that they're black shouldn't make a difference. And I don't think he was saying he loved his grandmother any less. I think we've all heard these things from our friends and colleagues and grandmothers, you know, and too. So I think he was making a very strong point, which is that we can love people very much who sometimes say things that make us cringe. So that one didn't really bother me very much, but go ahead. Tell me.
All right,
why
I was
going
to say there's this one other point. I guess, you know what? The one that would impress me the most, the candidate, would be the one who would look me square in the eye and say, you know what? We're broke. This stuff just isn't happening right now. What we need to do is take care of our budget like we would take care of our house. You know what it's like? I have a $150,000 mortgage on my house, and I might take an $8 million loan out on it. And now I got to pay it back, and that's kind of where our country is right now. And you know, you hear all these grand schemes and their dreams and everything, but I just don't hear one of them come out and say, look, you know, we're broken. We need this radical transformation of the process and the government and what's going on. And you know what? I had plan A, plan B, plan C. It's just not happening.
I'll tell you what, Richard, it's kind of hard to explain, and I'm going to sort of throw out that I do have an economics degree, so I'm not just – this may sound counterintuitive, but I have an economics degree, magna cum laude from Harvard, so I know something of what I'm talking about. It may sound strange to you, but despite the fact that we got into this mess through massive debt and massive overspending – you know, by the Bush administration and the Republican Congress, we know what got us there. In the short term, I mean, it may sound counterintuitive, but in the short term, we actually need more debt to get us out of this crisis. I actually did a whole show on this. It's on my website,
scoop.com.
It says that to get us out of massive debt, we need a little more debt. Herbert Hoover, during the Depression, we had a stock market crash in October 1929, but that didn't cause the Depression. It was bad. What caused the Depression was after that stock market crash, when there was very little money, there was very little liquidity in the system, Herbert Hoover raised taxes and balanced the budget. Now, I am a firm believer in balancing the budget in good times. Absolutely. I often talk about the Bible. In fact, Joseph's dream, actually the Pharaoh's dream. You may know this. See, I can cite the Bible too, not just Sarah Palin. The Pharaoh had the famous dream where they had the seven fat cows and then the seven lean cows ate the seven fat cows. And he asked Joseph in the Bible what that meant. And Joseph said, you're going to have seven very good years in Egypt and then seven very bad years. And in the good years, you need to store up the grain so that when the bad years come and the drought comes, people will be able to eat the grain and no one will starve. Now, that may be an ancient principle 3,000 years ago. It absolutely holds true today. However, while I firmly agree that Bill Clinton was right to give us a surplus in 2000, that George Bush was wrong to give us a deficit back in 02, 03, 04, 05, 06, when everything was humming along, today, of all times, I actually think we need to actually have a little bit more debt, more stimulus, and then when the economy's growing again, yeah, then we have to pay it all back. So that may sound counterintuitive, but I think it's the right way to go.
Can I just close with one thought before?
Go ahead.
When would that time ever come, I guess, is the thing.
To pay it back?
Lifetime, I've never seen it. I mean, since...
Well, you've seen it in the Clinton years.
I'm 46, you know, and I'm worried about my children, and I just don't ever see the day where someone's actually going to sit there and say, hey, you know what? Let's pay the bills now.
Well, Richard, Bill Clinton said it. From 1996 to 2000, we ran a surplus, the biggest surplus in American history. By 2000, we had a surplus of more than $200 billion.
Yeah, we had a divided government then, too. We had a Republican Congress, a Democratic president.
But it was entirely due to Bill Clinton that we had
stuff
it.
Done. And, you know, it seems like when we had divided government, we'd do a little bit better than we do with one
I disagree, and I'll tell you why, Richard. Let me tell you why. The reason why we have a surplus in the Clinton years is because in 1993, without a single Republican vote, Bill Clinton passed his tax package, which, guess what? It actually raised taxes on the super wealthy. And by doing that, we were able to get enough income to have a surplus, to actually pay it down on the national debt. And that bill, not only did not a single Republican vote for it, but Al Gore in the Senate had to break a 50-50 tie to do that. And that was in 93, and that's the reason we had the surplus. It wasn't due to the Republican Congress. It was due to the Clinton economic plan. So I believe we can pay it back in good times.
It seemed like we were in the best state we've been economically, politically, militarily in my life.
I think we were, and I give Bill Clinton a lot of credit for that. I think he did a tremendous job, and I think Barack Obama can do the same. Hey, thanks for your call, Richard. I really appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to talk to a person who claims to be a Democrat voting for John McCain. What's that all about? We'll find out. 888-6-LESLIE. Back right after this.